Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's The Rundown. It is August 25th. Brought to you by Slick. It's a new brand of hard alcohol-infused freezer pops that are crafted with elevated flavors to inspire good times. They're available at different premium spirit offering places. That sounded great. Including rum and agave, 8% alcohol per volume and 100 calories or less. Each naturally flavored with Slick spirited ice pop. Tastes good, if not better than any daiquiri or margarita you would be drinking. The pops are convenient enough to throw in a cooler and bring along the backyard barbecue or pool party. Let's try one. I haven't tried one yet.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
They've been a sponsor for months.
Not my stuff. You know Bibbs. Bibbs doesn't give any free ads. Ain't nobody getting any free Randy.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Is that pineapple? Yeah, I love that.
I'd give Roan one, but he just had a shiver because it's cold.
I'm cold. I'm not trying to day drink right now.
This ad has been brought, hang on, it says I must read this part.
Okay.
This ad has been brought to you by 21 Holdings LLC in West Chicago, Illinois. Must be 21 and up to purchase and consume. Please drink responsibly. Yeah.
My boy said
Slick
Illinois.
Spirited ice. That's awesome.
Illinois? Like Illinois?
Illinois, yeah. You definitely
say Pello.
I will say Pello sometimes. I say milk,
milk,
though.
I say milk.
It's bad. That's just the white trash in me, the Midwest, even though Illinois is in the Midwest. All right, so we got Slick out of the way. Balls Beachwear's back. I just re-upped on that. Have you guys re-upped on Balls Beachwear?
I have some on my desk right now. Yeah,
right.
I re-upped.
I love that.
You got to get it.
I wear a 2XL.
2XL?
It's a little bit, it's like a little bit flowier, but I like it.
Yeah, you can get like a good like Instagram picture on the beach with it flowing in the wind.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be tight. That's not a suit.
No. It's size flowy. The bigger the better.
Yeah.
Someone who is not wearing any Balls Beachwear, Nirvana Kid. Nirvana Kid is suing because as a baby he was on the Nirvana CD. We've all seen it with the dollar bill or whatever going by. But he's suing because he says it's child pornography. I think it's too late for this kid. Every year he makes an announcement that's like, hey, feeling old? I'm the Nirvana baby that was on the front.
He does that?
He does that.
He's the guy who does it. And now this time around he's like, lawsuit.
And now he's like, hey, I'm suing.
I kind of respect him just trying to get rich off of it. You only have so many opportunities in your life to get rich. And it's like, okay, these dudes have a lot of money. I kind of have a case to try and see through it all and make some money off of it. How many times is he going to get a bite at the apple to get real rich?
I agree, but should he be suing the record labels and all that? Shouldn't he be suing his parents, his own parents, for letting him do it?
Yeah, like, what was it like when he found out that he was the Nirvana baby? What was that reveal like?
It's probably awesome for a while, and then everyone's like, you have a baby penis.
It definitely is awesome right away, and then people probably make fun of you so much that eventually in the year 2021 you decide, I'm going to force a lawsuit upon these people.
Do you think it's like a cool party trick, though, where they're like, well, do you still have a baby penis? He's like, no, it's a full penis now.
He
like,
whips it out, but then
he pulls
it is a baby
out.
Penis, and it's like, oh, shit.
That's embarrassing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He probably signed some paperwork at some point, or his parents probably signed it, where it's like, hey, 20 years from now, you're not going to be able to sue us, so I'm sure this is going to get thrown out. But, yeah, he should blame the parents and not Nirvana or Kurt Cobain's estate.
If it's cool, but who has the money? Is it Courtney Love? Or is it like his? Does he have children? Does he have children or something?
I don't think
Donnie,
he has,
check that out for me. Did he
I don't
have
think he has children. We'll put Donnie to work.
So
a
if
bit.
It's just Courtney Love, then he should be able to get the money because she doesn't fucking deserve the money.
She
killed him.
I
saw a vague term that said Kurt Cobain estate. I don't know who heads that. I don't know who's the front of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Courtney Love has the money. I feel like she doesn't. But I don't know anything about that.
Courtney Love has most of the money.
She
now.
Does?
Okay,
yep.
Fuck her.
Get this kid the money.
Yeah, get the kid the money.
Let's let the guy have the money.
He has a daughter, Frances Bean. Every 1 month old when he died.
Oh, okay. So Frances gets some money, and the kid who showed his bean gets a little bit of money.
So who is Tom Brady's kid going to sue when he gets older? for those howitzer picks that were leaked.
Hopefully it's all through an LLC that...
Yeah, well, it was not Dave who leaked those photos.
Yeah.
I think
right.
it may have been his parents. Was it his parents?
No, I think it was his paparazzi.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Again, I don't really right. remember. Well, but how much does this kid want?
I do not know. I don't know how much he wants. I damages?
Yeah.
Like, although his life, he's probably talked about it his entire life. He should be paying them.
Right. I don't like that he, up until this year, was like, I'm the Nirvana baby. And now he's saying, I want to make a bunch of money off being the Nirvana baby. But like you're saying, it's not, whatever.
Yeah.
I agree.
Whatever, dude. Let the kid, especially so $150,000, that's not that much.
Oh my God. Give it to him.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me hate him. Makes me hate him even more.
You want him to go for more money?
So high.
In my head, I had $5 million. I had $5 million dollars in my head.
Yeah, I thought it would be millions as well.
Yeah.
I feel like this kid got into trouble, and he's like, oh, shit, like, I need $150,000. How can I get that?
He's definitely got student loans that are like $145,000.
Yeah,
he's like,
wildly
shit.
Specific amount of money.
Yeah, right, right.
In other news, we have Kanye West is legally changing his name to Ye. It seems like he is doing everything but release the Donda album at this point.
I think that he's trying to, every single thing he tries, he's trying to, like, get a massive publicity storm. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to build up publicity by feuding with Drake and living in a stadium and wearing a fucking stocking over his head or whatever. I think he's just trying to get to a critical mass of people caring about him.
And I would say that it's working.
People are caring. Yeah.
I think it's a big time. It is all those things that you're saying, and I think it's working.
Yeah, everyone
like,
does
I
care.
Like, I am now interested in the Donda rollout. I had no... 6 months ago, if you said, what do you think about the Donda rollout? It didn't exist then, and I would have said, that sounds crazy. Just give me the album. But now that all this is happening, I think it's pretty interesting.
I really don't care about the name change. I feel like Diddy did the name change a billion times.
I heard Diddy change his name again recently. He's now going by Love, which is his legal middle name.
What?
Yeah.
Sean Love Combs?
Yeah. He's now switched it to Love, which is... fine. I guess it's the first one that's his actual legal name.
Roan, how important is the stage name? Would you ever change your name from Roan to, like, Ro?
I don't think I would, but I think that if you're as powerful as Diddy or Kanye, then you can change your name. I'm asking someone right now if Diddy changed his name to Love. Okay.
Who are you asking? Are you asking somebody powerful?
No.
Somebody who, like, knows?
Dude, the guy who shoots him? Neighborhood Eats is also Diddy's personal videographer. And he just, like, sits in the room with Diddy as, like, Diddy, like, pontificates late at night or whatever.
I'm getting really fact-checked right now by the guy who knows him. Hopefully I'm right.
Did Diddy change his name to Love? He's
also have to fact-check my fact-check.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain's estate is now in his daughter's name. So it was in Courtney Love's name until his daughter turned 18. Now it's in her name.
Okay, so she's got all the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
So it is Love.
Yes!
Let's go! Sean Love Combs.
Saw that on one Instagram story that I skipped past, and I hoped I was right.
Yeah.
And
that's
I was.
That's so sweet. That's so fucking cool.
I love Diddy's Instagram. I know this has nothing to do with the topic that we're talking about. He's just having a good time. He's been having a good time for 15 to 17 years now, where he's just on a beach drinking. I think he took up smoking weed recently.
That's cool.
It's just a fun thing to watch.
Diddy parties used to be the event. I mean, wear white to a Diddy party?
I remember my first one.
Yeah? How was it?
Oh, you were there.
I was, yeah. It was a good time. It was really fun.
You know how good it was. You were the only guy wearing a black sweatshirt, though.
I know. I felt underdressed. It was like a formal sort of black tie party. But
it was a great time, though.
He hangs out with Soulja Boy. I see Soulja Boy on Diddy's Instagram sometimes.
Meek's always around.
He's looking out for the youth.
Yes.
Next topic, sad news. Charlie Watts, the Rolling Stones drummer, passed away.
I wish I was, like, an appropriate person to talk about this.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not, unfortunately.
No hot take on this one for me.
Yeah, they kind of just gave
me
this topic, and I was kind of like, well, you know
what? Who's that? You don't come up with your own
topics? Oh, I came up with most of them, but some of them I wanted a little more substance, a little more depth.
A headline that said he was the heartbeat of the Rolling Stones. So that seems... That's good.
I feel like in terms of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, Watts was definitely the cooler drummer. You got Ringo Starr for the Beatles, and he's not cool. He's not the glue that was keeping the Beatles together, I can tell you that. That was everybody but Ringo Starr.
Also, I'm not really able to talk with dexterity on this subject either.
I've actually been watching Beatles documentaries recently, so I'm trying to, like, bone up on my Beatles knowledge.
What's your like, favorite, like, I'd say, old musician? Like, the oldest musician on your iPod that you like?
B.B. King?
B.B. King?
Oh, that's such a good
one. That's great,
that's,
yeah.
That's the one that you know, like, what you're doing. That type of artist. Like, who is mine? Like,
Mozart? Beethoven?
I don't have anyone, like, earlier than 1992. Like, that's about it.
Or 50 Cent before he got shot.
Right, yeah, mixtape 50 Cent is the oldest thing on my iPod.
Does 50 Cent have songs out before he got shot? I assume he does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they good?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very
good. I don't know anything before Get Rich or Die Trying, really.
No, he's got good music before that.
Okay. Right. How to Rob, right?
How to Rob is a really good song. I don't remember when that came out. But that's like a fun idea of a song.
Yeah.
It talks about how robbing all the most current artists in hip-hop.
Fact checker Donnie, what's your favorite old band on your phone?
Like, the oldest band that I have on my phone?
That you appreciate. The oldest band that you appreciate on your phone.
He's Googling old band.
No.
Right. the Foggy Mountain Boys?
Probably The Band.
Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great song.
Creedence.
You know who I've gotten into within the last year, and I found out about him on the day that he died, unfortunately, is John Prine.
Oh, yeah.
I started listening to John Prine. I really like his music.
A lot of people like John Prine. Very slow, very sad. I don't know any of the songs, but if you want to get real sad, listen to some John
Prine. Like it's like old country.
Really?
Yeah, it's like folk music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when you learn a lot about an artist, when they die.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people tweeting about him when he passed away, and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this guy. And I put his music on, and I liked it immediately. Mm-hmm. So I've been listening to him ever since.
Give us, 4 months. We're going to come back with so much info, and Charlie Watts will redo this rundown.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then we'll know about him. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. He's basically, we've never heard of him before until today, and now he's dead, and we'll learn about him.
Right. You guys like porn?
Yes.
I was going to say, you guys ever heard of porn?
I do.
OnlyFans is saying that they will still allow adult content on their website. They're not getting rid of it.
So then where does that put them with the banks? Do we know?
I don't know.
Because
the banks were threatening to...
They're out.
To get rid of funding or whatever for OnlyFans and not help them out.
I don't know all the ins and outs of it. All
let's
I know,
get sass over here. Let's talk, we're talking banks.
All I know is that... we're all happy that OnlyFans is going to allow porn again.
Right. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I just know someone threatened to take away my porn, and I was not happy. You threatened to take away my guns and my porn?
They weren't trying to take away your porn. That's a fact. There's still plenty of porn out there. You don't have to get your porn from OnlyFans.
No, you don't subscribe to OnlyFans.
I actually prefer my porn free.
I know you don't subscribe to one OnlyFans.
I was on OnlyFans for a time.
No, you don't.
I got on there to see what was going around.
Who'd you subscribe to?
Take a stroll. Don't know her name.
Just one person. Why
would I care about her name? I just care about her titties, right?
It's not that they're taking away. It's not that they're taking away porn. They're taking away a certain type of porn, and they're also taking away money from the sex workers on OnlyFans.
So apparently...
That's the beef.
Yes, that's the beef.
Yes, that's what I'm more concerned about.
Yeah.
But apparently they were going to take away, penetration. Like, fingers or penile penetration.
Oh, that was the stipulation?
Yeah, you couldn't show a digit going into a vagina or a penis.
I thought it was just like you couldn't put boobs on there, you couldn't put anything on there.
You could always keep boobs.
Yeah.
They never
that's
boobs.
That's classy. That's like art.
Okay, that is art.
Isn't Safari one of the... biggest creators on OnlyFans? Nicki Minaj's old boyfriend? I think he shows his penis to the tune of $1 million a year.
Does he really? Is it her old boyfriend or her current boyfriend?
Her previous boyfriend
that
she dated before Meek Mill.
Oh, I knew nothing about it.
Does he have a wrench?
I haven't seen his penis.
Check.
You probably have to.
Yeah,
Safari
Donnie, subscribe.
Penis size.
I think that there's a decent amount of male creators on there. Some rappers and stuff. Probably some homophobic guys who don't realize that it's just dudes looking at their dicks.
Right.
He's like, I got so many chicks giving me money. He's like, nah, it's just dude, man.
Yeah, it's dudes jerking off.
So, but now they've reversed course and they are now allowing it. Only
penetration.
Yeah. Penetration.
Yes.
I think they saw what was going to happen. They saw the future, everyone pulling out. Not literally. But yeah, they were just like, fuck.
That's yeah, he has butter. A huge wrench.
That feels...
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
He has a huge wrench.
I think this feels... overall, this feels like a win.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the way I look at it, like Glenny Balls can be happy, then I'm gonna be happy.
Yes.
Because he's got to be thrilled about
Glenny Balls. I think subscribes to the most OnlyFans in the office. Probably 12
I
accounts.
I wonder what the damage is per month. I would never ask him. But
no, it's $125 a month. About.
Oh, okay.
That's what he
more.
Said. And he does like the S&P 500. It's like a rolling 12 that he changes every month, and he like sells them as a package. Like these are the hottest names on OnlyFans you should subscribe to. So that will keep that sub economy going.
Wait, Glenny does that?
Yeah.
He recommends...
The Balls, it's like the Balls 500. It's like the S&P 500. It's like the most, the only fans that you have to watch, the hottest ones in the game.
Yeah, that's a smart thing.
It is.
You should follow that.
It's like a hobby at a certain point. Like, how much do you spend on golf a month, Trent? You know, green season. Luckily, you're on part of foreplay, so you don't have to pay for everything.
But it can get expensive.
It's expensive.
It's a hobby.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Glean just loves working women. Second part of the rundown brought to you by Showtime Pay-Per-View. The most valuable, Showtime Pay-Per-View, the Jake Paul versus Tyron Williams fight.
Tyron Woodley.
Am I saying Tyron right, though?
Tyron Woodley.
Fuck, I keep fucking it up. Tyron Woodley.
Okay.
This is
Tyron.
Tyron.
So you said it right, and then nobody corrected you, and you started saying it differently.
God.
Confidence.
You gotta believe in yourself. You want to be successful in this world, you got to believe in yourself.
Tyron Woodward is fighting, I'm pretty sure.
Woodley. This five-fight pay-per-view event is in Jake Paul's hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, so it will be incredible. It's a professional boxing card that will take place Sunday, August 29th.
Coming up.
And Rough and Rowdy's Friday, Sunday, get this fight. It'll be incredible.
It's a big fight weekend.
Action-packed pay-per-view telecast will be produced and distributed by Showtime Pay-Per-View, beginning at a special time of 8 p.m., 5 p.m. if you're on the Pacific Coast.
And Dan and Dave are on the call. Like, that's the...
Dan and Dave are on the call?
Yeah, they're not going to be there the entire time. It's like, like five or six times throughout the night, they're giving like a Barstool angle of it, which is going to be pretty sweet.
Love that. So not only will they be there, but the Barstool Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of the Jake Paul-Tyron Woodley fight. We have tons of ways to bet. Live betting, boosted odds, featured bets, everything. The main event will be... feature the world-renowned content creator, undefeated pro boxer, Jake the Problem Child.
Great nickname.
Do you think he gave that nickname to himself? Do you think other people gave it to him?
I feel like I've heard other boxers be called the Problem Child, though.
God, that's a great
nickname.
And
when
you
become the Problem Man after your bar mitzvah, who knows? Former UFC champion Tyron, the Chosen One Woodley. Tickets are on sale now and be purchased at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Order now, go to the Showtime app or showtime.com/pay-per-view. PPV and watch the event live on any supported device.
Yes, sir.
You guys think Jake has a chance?
No. I think he's going to get I think he's going to get beat up by that dude. I think that dude is pretty fucking tough.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce Tyron Woodley's name, but I do know he has won five champion belts, I think. He's the real deal.
Jake can fight though.
Yeah, he definitely can.
I guess I just see him training a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like a competent boxer. But I don't know anything about fighting.
What else does he have to do? Train.
Right.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Stormy. Kylie's. I get him mixed up. Kylie's daughter wants to be poor, basically. She fantasizes about being poor. She just wanted to ride a bus. There's a video going around of her looking at a yellow bus and just fucking loving
it. Wait, so she... I should watch the video. But so she just wanted to ride a school bus?
She just wanted to ride a school bus. She's like, how old? Like 3 years old?
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's the part of being rich you don't think about.
Exactly.
You don't get to experience all the stuff that we got to experience as kids, and you see it happening. Like when she's watching a TV show and someone's riding a bus, she's like, I have no point of reference for this.
100%. She doesn't know what
it's
like.
I don't know what's happening right now.
To be in the back of the bus. She doesn't know what it's like to play kick the can, get home before the streetlights turn on.
But I think that the internet's doing like a weird like class warfare thing with this when it's just like a kid who like when a little kid like loves a dump truck, it's not like, oh, look at him like fetishizing a lower class job or some shit like that. It's just like a kid wants to play with a toy or it's like it's not, I don't think it's that deep. Everyone's like, oh, she wants to be poor for the day.
That's what it is. Like when we wanted a fire truck growing up, they would get us the fire truck that you can play with. She gets a life-size bus or a life-size fire truck. It's just a different level.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know if it has much to do with being rich or being poor. It's just that she wanted to see a school bus.
But you can't drag like a four-year-old for liking things.
Right. Right. Because of who her parents are, she now gets the best version of these things that she really
scumbag
likes.
Bitch.
Did you guys enjoy the bus as a kid?
No.
I rode the bus with all my buddies, so I did like the bus.
Yeah. I feel like there's a certain age where the bus is awesome, and then you hit, like, junior high where it just kind of sucks. You're like, oh, fuck.
We had something called freshman runs. Did you guys have those on your bus where someone had to, like, a freshman would have to run to the back of the bus and everyone could, like, fucking punch them as hard as they could?
No. We didn't have that.
Was that on a sport, or was that just, like...
Just, like, the bus home.
The bus home.
Everybody
sports buses did some crazy shit. Like, I know people did, like, gas masks where they'd have people wear their jock strap, like a freshman wear their jock strap on their head.
Dipping in the back of the bus was big.
Yeah.
Like, on the way back from a game, guys would throw dips in, and that was part
feel
of
like a man get dizzy.
Right, yeah. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
That's dope.
That is being a man.
On the back of the cross-country bus, we'd shave our legs. But that was
a bunch of badasses on your bus.
We didn't do that, but we didn't dip or do anything like that.
You shaved your head as a cross-country guy.
I did.
It's not that unbelievable that you would shave your legs.
But no, a lot of cross-country runners would shave their legs for aerodynamics. I don't know if they did it on the bus.
Fuck Stormy for wanting what she wanted.
Yeah, fuck her. Fucking kid. Fucking four-year-old kids. That's going to be on the next hit piece. They hate four-year-old kids. All right. That's it for the rundown. I run an after show. The Odaniac final rankings have been put out.
I saw that.
You were on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never been in a... I don't know what kind of...
Tyler O'Day
around? He's pretty much done now, but I don't know what kind of dick sucking you need to do to make it onto the rankings. Because I feel like the most random people always make it onto the rankings, and it's always people who've been sucking up to him a ton.
I've never made it on. Have you made it on?
I was on as, like, under the umbrella of the Yak, but it's always, like, TiVo made the rankings because he texted Tyler 10 times at 6 in the morning that he loved him or something like that. It's like, oh, if I just have to machine gun text someone that's at an uncomfortable hour, like, I'll make a list. It doesn't seem like it's a meritocracy.
Yeah, it's really not an honor to be on. It's like you sucked enough dick to get on it.
It's definitely
never even close to being on the list.
Yeah, and that's kind of bullshit. You deserve a spot.
I don't know if that's right. I say hello, like Tyler and I aren't that close. I see him in the hallway and we say hello,
like a Patriots coach from the 1960s on there. I don't think that he says hello to that guy in the hallways. You know what I mean?
I feel like I should be above that guy.
Dan Scarnecchia.
For keeping it real.
Yeah, so fucking...
So you're on the list as a member of the Yak.
Yeah, it's like 21st on the list. I think first was the Cheapies. Okay. Second was A-Cat.
Big Cat second?
Second was Cody Lanza, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Was it?
And then Dave was very far down, and that Big Cat was very far down.
Dave was 42. No, Big Cat was up there. I think Big Cat
was number 3.
Yeah, Big Cat was up there for sure. Yeah, it's a tough ranking, and it'll be sad to see O'Day go.
Mm-hmm.
Is today his last day?
I think Friday.
Okay.
But also on Friday, Rough and Rowdy.
Yep. Rough and Rowdy 15, Capital Punishment. We have...
Bobby Lang versus Pac-Man Jones.
So... Bobby Lang has won a couple fights. Pac-Man Jones has never fought before. Who do you have in that fight? You think Pac-Man Jones can out-athlete Bobby Lang?
I think Pac-Man Jones is fucking shredded right now.
He is. That's the other thing. It's like the Jake Paul thing I said. I see Pac-Man training a lot.
Yes.
And he's shredded.
He has so many six-packs.
So many.
He has so many abs.
Pac-Man Jones trains with maybe the biggest lipper I've ever seen in. It's just a massive thing of chalk. Just
really? He just loves chalk.
It's like the size of a baby's fist.
I think that's going to be a great fight.
It's going to be incredible.
I'm excited for that one. I'm also excited for Chef Donnie.
Yep.
Versus QCP.
Get over here, QPC. Chef Donnie. Let's throw on this fucking fight.
He's got fucking boxing gloves on right now.
Hold on. What are they? Are those the ones you're going to use?
Chef Donnie versus QPC will be one of the title fights.
QCP.
This Friday.
They got the dye trine.
Oh, wow. Look at these things.
Custom gloves.
Yes, dude. I'm feeling really good.
Dye trying.
Wow.
Dude, these are great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How do you feel going into the fight? Two days away?
I've never felt better. Yeah. Like, I was sore. Everything going through this whole training camp, and then this week, everything just clicked. Everything's feeling good. I'm as ready as I can be.
What's this guy's name again?
QCP.
So this guy's shredded, but as we've all seen... 15 times before, shredded doesn't always mean you're going
to
win.
It doesn't matter in fighting. I think it actually slows you down.
Yeah.
Big muscles are harder to move. You gas out faster, so
I don't care. I think you've got maybe an inch on him. I think you're a little bit taller if you are taller.
Donnie,
you should say what you want if you win this fight, because I know that you don't want money. You don't want more accolades. Don't you just want more opportunities to create content for Barstool Sports?
All I want to do is make Die Trying the biggest show it can possibly be. I want to keep doing crazy shit, and that's it. It's all I care about is this brand growing this and making this show.
But that shit costs money. Baby. So if you win, let's put the money that you, like whatever.
If I win, all I want to do is make Die Trying. That's it. That's
exactly.
All I ask.
That's what you should be rewarded with by the higher ups, the powers that be. If you win, you should be able to make whatever Die Trying shit you want to do.
That's what I want to do. I think that's fair. I like how that sounds.
I think that that shit's fair.
No better way to prove that you are a crazy person than getting into the ring at Rough and Rowdy. Donnie, I'm rooting for you.
Yep.
I want you to win.
Thanks, guys.
Die Trying, great show. It's on YouTube. You jump out of airplanes.
Yeah. First episode,
bus
just
driving.
The bus race.
Yeah,
we got plenty more coming, so let's keep making them after this fight. You
love it.
Yeah, let's fucking go. There's going to be other good fights on that card, too. I mean, she's at the Rizad. A knockout artist is going to be back. There's Supreme Patty fighting against Dancing Dan. There's just all of Boone County's coming out.
I don't hate many people, but
So many people, you said?
Oh.
Because hate, there is a little person right. fight.
4-4 versus 4-5.
No. I don't hate many people.
I don't hate that many people, but Supreme Patty has the most punchable face in content of all time. More punchable than QPC or QCP.
Will you fight him if he wins?
Supreme Patty?
Yeah.
He's got too much. I think he's too fat. He's got too much weight on me.
Damn.
He's in a different weight class.
Let's go. Talk your shit on him.
Dude, you're
Bibbs,
going
I feel
at
like
him.
You actually hate him.
No, he seems like a nice guy. He's just his content is just horrid.
Will you ever fight in Rough and Rowdy?
I'd fight in Rough and Rowdy. I think I could find someone my size. That,
why not fight Supreme Patty? I don't think he's that much bigger than you.
Yeah, maybe. I'd be down to do that. Kind of like the same thing with Chef Donnie. It's like any opportunity for content, I'll do it. But Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah, that's
getting
gonna,
punched. That's you got to be on another level to do that.
Yes, yes.
Maybe a few years younger. I know this moneymaker doesn't look that old, but huh.
You are old.
You're talking about old music. I was in vaudeville for a little bit.
I loved it. Yeah, yeah. You were great.
You guys ever heard of fucking
Tom Thumb? Evelyn Nesbitt.
I'm trying to think of old like Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy Rogers.
I don't. Oh, who is this person?
Supreme Patty.
This is Supreme Patty. 23 years old.
Okay.
How much does he weigh?
He's 85 kilograms.
85 kilograms. What is this? UK?
What does that come out to?
I think it's times 2.2, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh here.
165. 170.
Kilograms again.
It's probably like 165.
Donnie, hit that conversion. 85 times 2.2.
I was looking up Stats Waller just to see if that was a real person, and it was.
Oh, 187.
187. Yeah, he's a little bit out of old Vibsy's weight range.
How much do you weigh? If you don't mind me asking.
137 pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lucky
that's
you.
A cross country runner, man.
So we can find a woman for you to fight
against.
Yeah, no,
I,
like that.
I tried to get Keegs to sign off on a waiver that said we'd be the first people, male, female duo to fight.
But you didn't want to get your ass whipped.
But I didn't want her to look. She had nothing to lose. Like, if she wins, yeah, she beat me. If she loses.
Then hell freezes over.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to see that fight, you're going to be there,
Rough Ride.
I'll be there.
Nice.
I'll be there. Robbie Fox will be there on the call. Dave, Dan, Frank the Tank, Caleb,
Ring
tons
girls.
Of people. Prime will be there. Coach Prime's going to be in the
Coach
building.
Coach Prime's going to be there?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Ring girls.
Ring
you
girls.
Just said a bunch of dudes. I'm thinking about the ring girls.
Ring girl stars.
Yeah.
Bro. Fucking the real badass drummers.
All right.
All right, bro.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, friend.